This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. There is a pickup truck-sized hole in the disappointing retail sales numbers the government released yesterday covering July. An ongoing shortage in vehicles for sale led to a 4% drop in sales at dealerships last month. Some automakers are leaning into the changes caused by the microchip shortage and the pandemic. Ford has now announced it wants to permanently reduce the number of cars sitting on dealership lots and shift more of its business to online, made to order. As in, you don't see your actual car or truck or test drive it before you buy it. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on the pluses and minuses for sellers and buyers.
Before COVID, if you couldn't find that paprika red Ford Fiesta hatchback you just had to have, Varsity Ford in Ann Arbor, Michigan probably had you covered.
We were known for having a large inventory.
General Manager Matt Stanford says now he's only got 50 new vehicles on the lot. No wonder more than 90% of his sales are online orders. If Ford cuts down his inventory permanently, he says he'll shift to other revenue streams.
We'll bolster our pre-owned inventory, service department, our collision center, our parts center.
Large inventories are usually a gamble for dealerships who pay automakers up front for vehicles, but it's also a risk to make buyers wait a month or two for an online order, says Edmunds Jessica Caldwell.
Americans like things now. So, you know, I think sometimes this idea of ordering, while it sounds really great in theory, we're just not culturally used to it.
With antsy buyers, a smaller Ford inventory could be a boon for a Chrysler or Toyota dealership down the street. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.